Hey, all, Scott Horton here to tell you about this great new ebook by longtime Future Freedom author Scott McPherson. Freedom and Security, the Second Amendment and the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. This is the definitive principled case in favor of gun rights and against gun control. America is exceptional. Here the people come first, and we refuse to allow the state a monopoly on firearms. Our liberty depends on it. Get Scott McPherson's Freedom and Security, the Second Amendment and the Right to Keep and Bear Arms on Kindle at Amazon.com today. All right, you guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, The Scott Horton Show. I got Jim Loeb on the line. He is from LoebLog.com. Loeb, like your earlobe, LoebLog.com. And he's got a couple of very important pieces for us to look at here. In fact, that entire blog is very important. Nothing gets published there that's not very important, so please go and look at it. These two are AIPAC Plan B and Cardin, the Iran deal, and the future of AIPAC Plan B here. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing, Jim?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you joining us on the show here. So what is Plan B? Well, let me just set this up. We have enough Democratic senators now, not necessarily to filibuster, but definitely enough to prevent the overriding of the president's veto of the presumably soon to be passed Republican resolution against the Iran deal. And so therefore its passage is secure now. It will be implemented. It's virtually certain and locked up now. So this is why the term Plan B here, that didn't work. So now what are they going to do, Jim?
Well, actually, there's kind of an update to my last posts on this, because Senator Cardin just said he will vote against the Iran deal. He said this in an op-ed that was published on the Washington Post website just about an hour ago, I think. And in his op-ed, he says he's going to introduce a legislation that I think is Plan B, although it's not entirely clear because he doesn't provide much in the way of detail. And this Plan B is essentially designed to, quote, strengthen, unquote, the JCPOA, that is the nuclear deal between the P5 plus one and Iran, by adding some provisions which he would like to see enacted into law. And I think in this respect he is acting as a cat's paw for AIPAC. He laid out four provisions with respect to the legislation he intends to introduce, but they're not very specific. And he also said that that these provisions would be consistent with the administration's interpretation of the JCPOA. So until we actually see the details of that bill, we can't really know whether, in fact, such provisions will be consistent. But it does tend to confirm this op-ed that Cardin wants to introduce something that will probably be backed by AIPAC, probably drafted in part by AIPAC, that could still derail the deal, and particularly by strengthening hardliners in Iran who argue that the United States cannot be trusted and will not act in good faith.
Yeah. In the previous piece, you have here some draft legislation that somebody furnished you here. Do you think that this is different than what Cardin is going to be introducing? Or it sounds like it's probably along the same lines, even down to the number of different hurdles they're going to introduce here, no?
Well, I think it will definitely overlap. My suspicion is that this legislation is still being negotiated, mm-hmm. because
it's an important taste of what direction they're going here, trying to figure out ways to sabotage the deal even once it's
implemented.
Right.
Essentially, what they want is legislation that they say will strengthen the JCPOA, but will actually probably include a number of poison pills, that is, provisions that would be unacceptable to Iran or to Washington's negotiating partners. But he lists four general points, but we don't know the specific provisions. We do know that some of the specific provisions that appeared in the draft that I published a few days ago would be poison pills. For example, providing the latest bunker busters and the means to deliver them to Israel, or immediately extending the Iran Sanctions Act. Iran has already said that would be unacceptable to them. So we do know, we have some idea of what would be, in fact, poison pills if it's included in this legislation, but he doesn't provide much in the way of detail. There are certainly hints that it may include provisions that would be poison pills, and undoubtedly AIPAC would be pushing him and whoever backs this bill, Republicans in particular, to include poison pills. The issue then will be, will they gather enough Democrats who are uncomfortable with the JCPOA, even though they ended up voting for it or will end up voting for it, will they attract enough of those Democrats to create a veto-proof majority?
So, in other words, as far as those Democrats go, if politically they don't want to oppose the president on this, but they're sort of on the line, well, maybe we can get them to vote for these amendments. That way they can say they supported the deal, but they're actually supporting things that'll ruin the deal, that'll obviously force Iran out of the deal.
Well, it wouldn't be in the form of an amendment, because what the Congress will be voting on
probably next week
is a resolution. What they're suggesting is that there would be immediately after or even at the same time additional legislation designed, in their words, to strengthen the JCPOA, but actually maybe designed to sabotage it.
And politically, that's smart, right? I mean, that sounds like exactly the kind of thing that they will be able to pressure some Democrats on the fence into. That'll be their compromise.
Right. For example, yesterday, both Senator Warner and Senator Booker of New Jersey announced that they will vote for, or they will vote against, the resolution that would reject the JCPOA. But then they, in their statements, they also said they would favor legislation that would do, for example, deliver the bunker busters. That's what Booker wanted, or extend the Iran Sanctions Act. Warner included that in his statement. So these Democrats might be attracted to this legislation that Cardin is talking about. And it's significant that it's Cardin, because Cardin is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So he has influence. So the question is, what will be the details of this provision? Will there be poison pills? How will the White House react? Can the White House keep the Democrats in line? So the war is over this, over the JCPOA is not over. And remember also that the leader, supreme leader in Iran, Khamenei, announced yesterday that he wanted this to be debated by the Iranian parliament, or the Majlis. And hardliners in the Majlis, who are overrepresented in the Majlis, are going to make any effort by Congress now to pass additional legislation that could be interpreted as sanctions or as threatening military action via Israel or whatever. Those hardliners will use that in the debate in Iran. It's this kind of, what Cardin has done essentially will strengthen hardliners who will be arguing against ratification of the JCPOA by the Iranian parliament.
Yeah.
So JCPOA is not a done deal, at least as far as this country is concerned, and probably, possibly also as far as Iran is concerned.
Man. All right. Well, so to try to look on the bright side of it, with Booker and Warner, and says here Heitkamp, now that they've come out in favor, we're actually getting pretty close. How many votes are we away from the ability of the Democrats to even possibly filibuster the negative resolution?
Well, actually, it wouldn't be a filibuster because there is an agreement that this resolution would pass under normal or under regular order, and that means it has to be negotiated between the majority-minority leadership, and the minority leadership will probably say that since it is being done under regular order, that the resolution needs to pass by 60 votes. So technically, it wouldn't be a filibuster. I think there are now four outstanding Democrats who have not committed one way or the other. And I don't know. I think it's very difficult to predict. I think Senator Wyden from Oregon is the most likely to line up with the Republicans in opposition. And I think we need the side that wants the resolution, that wants the JCPOA needs three more votes. So it has to, I think, get three out of the four that remain uncommitted. And again, as I say, I think Wyden will oppose. I think a lot depends now on Blumenthal from Connecticut. I think he's probably the key swing vote. So, but I haven't done the math this morning because Cardin was still up in the air, and as I say, he just decided to vote no.
Yeah, that's really too bad about Wyden. He seems like a decent and honest enough guy that maybe he could be intellectually honest about this issue enough to come down on the right side of it, but I guess not.
Well, my understanding is that he's very tight with AIPAC and the lobby, but I personally have no great inside knowledge about it.
All right. Well, listen, I've already kept you a little bit over here, and sorry about that. Thanks very much for coming back on the show, Jim. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks, Scott.
All right, so that's Jim Loeb. He's at loeblog.com. We'll be right back in just a sec. Hey, all Scott here. If you're like me, you need coffee. Lots of it. And you probably prefer it tastes good, too. Well, let me tell you about Darren's Coffee Company at darrenscoffee.com. Darren Marion is a natural entrepreneur who decided to leave his corporate job and strike out on his own, making great coffee. And Darren's Coffee is now delivering right to your door. Darren gets his beans direct from farmers around the world. All specialty, premium grade, with no filler. Hey, the man just wants everyone to have a chance to taste this great coffee. darrenscoffee.com. Use promo code Scott and you get free shipping. darrenscoffee.com. You hate government? One of them libertarian types? Or maybe you just can't stand the president, gun grabbers, or warmongers? Me too. That's why I invented LibertyStickers.com. Well, Rick owns it now, and I didn't make up all of them, but still, if you're driving around and want to tell everyone else how wrong their politics are, there's only one place to go. LibertyStickers.com has got your bumper covered. Left, right, libertarian, empire, police state, founders quote, central banking. Yes, bumper stickers about central banking. Lots of them. And, well, everything that matters. LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else's stickers suck.